Hey, everybody. Hi, it's Donna Fox. I'm sorry I'm late. You know, I just got into a great conversation with Don because I've got to tell you, I have been off of Internet. So I have not had Internet access since Tuesday. And we were just discussing our philosophies about why that is. Anyway, you're listening to Akashic Wisdom. Akashic Wisdom is a show about Akashic records and how the records work in your life. It's a call-in show so that you can call in and talk about or ask questions about the Akashic records or ask questions of your Akashic records. And my name is Donna Fox, and I am a certified Akashic Record teacher, and I'm certified by Akashic Record Consultants International. And you can find that website at AkashicRecordConsultantsInternational.org. My website won't do you very much good because it needs updating. I'm in a beautiful search for a great webmaster. So if you like to make web designs and you feel you're beautifully creative and would love to help me with improve my web design, I would love to hear from you. You can call me at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Now, the reason I say that, and those two things are important, those numbers are important. If you want to call me offline, if you want to email me offline, I don't know when my email is going to be back up, so I actually have to go someplace tomorrow and open up email because I haven't had a chance to do that. So if you have emailed me a question, as many of you do, and I so appreciate it, I haven't seen it. So you're going to have to call me. And because one of the conversations I was having with Don, who is my producer here at dbsradio.com, is that the only line, telephone line, call-in line I have tonight. I don't have any 800 numbers. So if you want to call and talk to me, which I would love to call and talk, I would love to have you talk to me. I only have one line tonight. It's 530-876-3223. So, how are you? I just, you know, it's been a crazy week. Last weekend, I was at the Akashic Record Consultants International conference in Chicago, and we had Stevie Levine on, and she was talking about her wonderful quilting adventures, and Nikki was on, and we always love it when Nikki calls in and asks questions, and she's listening out there. She certainly can do that again. But tonight, and again, I want to talk to you. This program is as good as your questions. And because I don't have a computer in front of me and because I can't see what you wonderful folks have emailed me, you're going to have to call me tonight and talk to me personally. Again, you're going to have to call a different number, but it's a direct number right to me. You'll talk to Don, then you'll talk to me. It's 530-876-3223. So whether you're out of the country or in the country or whatever, give me a call. You know, I opened the records tonight, and prior to this, there had been questions about why people feel disconnected. And so I opened the records and asked the question about why people, well, actually, I asked the question on behalf of someone that had emailed me and had also called and left a question. So here's the other piece. If you have questions that you want handled on the air, and you don't, either I'm not answering your email, which I apologize if that's the case, but this week I haven't been on, you can always call my private number, again, 216-691-1233, and just leave your question with your current legal name and your telephone number so I can get back to you. And let you know when I'm going to be answering your question on the air. So again, 216-691-1233. And that's a 24-hour telephone line. So no matter what time zone you're in, I will check that voicemail. And if I'm sitting at my desk, I'm happy to answer that phone. However, that phone is now attached to my internet, which means I can only take messages on it. So feel free to call 24 hours a day. It won't bother me a bit. And I will get the message. Okay, so I opened the records after getting these calls, these questions about about being feeling out of touch, feeling disconnected. And so what I asked is, the person said that they felt they needed to know more about their relationship with themselves. So the question that if you work with your own Akashic Records, you want to ask, and there's many people out there that work with their own Akashic Records that are students of mine that listen to the show. So if you're working with your own Akashic Records, the question you may want to ask, and it's interesting things come up whenever you ask this question, is talk to me about my relationship with myself. So the procedure is you open your Akashic Records and you ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones the question of talk to me about my relationship with myself. That's the question. Now, for those people who aren't familiar with the procedure here, I open the Akashic Records with a sacred prayer. It's a specific prayer. It's a prayer that I have learned from my teacher. It's a prayer that I teach my students. And it's a there are various prayers. One, there's a prayer to open up your own personal Akashic Records. And then there's a separate, a different prayer that opens up the records of other people. So when I do individual telephone consultations with people, I open their personal Akashic Records. And the consultations are based 100% on that person's questions. And we can talk for an hour, we can talk for an hour and a half. And I actually travel all over the country, and typically will go where I'm invited. So if you have a group of folks that would like to learn how to open their own personal Akashic Records, or if you have a spiritual community that would like to have me come out and lecture and talk about what the Akashic Records are and do consultations for your group, I pretty much will customize it. And I go where I'm invited. And and each time I bring forth a message, I open up the records of the group, and I bring forth a message specifically for that group, and then take individual questions. And the lecture itself lasts anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, and then I hang around and do consultations for a couple of days. And if there's enough interest, I'll come back and I'll do a class. So, to teach you how to access your own records. Just as an FYI, I'm also going to be doing a Level 1 Akashic Records class here in December in Cleveland, and also a prosperity marketing class in November. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But anyway, so I opened up the records. And so on behalf of this person, and you know who I'm talking about. So, and this is also for everyone who's listening. What the comment is currently you are out of touch with your inner being. This is if you're feeling disconnected. If you're feeling that you can't talk to your angels, your guides, if you feel like your prayers aren't being heard, so this is kind of a general but yet very specific answer. It says currently you are out of touch with your inner being. You are moving and you move on automatic pilot and feel disconnected because you don't check in with what you want on a regular basis. Let me just say that again. Because you don't check in with what you want on a regular basis. To say you don't know what you want is a way of disconnecting with your own inner truth. Now think about that. You know, we use these because I don't really know what I want. But if we don't continue to check in with our own inner being, our own inner knowing, then we are denying a part of ourselves that has tremendous information for us. So not knowing what you want is a denial of your truth. Because, in fact, you do know what you want in most cases. You just fear getting it. So the comment is, I'm afraid to want what I want because I'm afraid if I want it, I'll get it. And if I... You know, so, or I'm afraid I won't get it, so why want it? Or you feel that you cannot create it, or possibly you don't deserve it, or you couldn't be able to handle it, so why want it? So it is a position of lack that prevents you from speaking your truth to yourself. So anybody who'd like to make comments on this or ask more questions about it, please call in. Again, you want to call in at 530-876-3223. And so they went on. So I said, well, so how do we shift or fix that? You know, how do we move into it? And so the record said, first, you must notice when you are on autopilot and not feeling. Now, that's such an important piece. How many times do you walk around just doing what you think you quote-unquote should do, or you're working, and it's really your consciousness is somewhere else. It's not focused on the task. It's not focused on what you want. It's not focused on anything. It's you're just on autopilot. How many times have you gotten in your car and you've taken off to go one place, and the next thing you know, you're in your groove to go to work or the store or somebody else's house because you stopped thinking. You were on autopilot. And so the idea here is we have to truly catch ourselves when we're on autopilot, because being on autopilot is a numbing, and a numbing of our being and a dumbing down of our senses. And interestingly enough, there are cosmic forces that will actually create an energy or a force that puts us on autopilot. We first of all, I don't want you to think you're being controlled necessarily, but I will tell you that there are energetic forces that will shift the human consciousness to move into autopilot. And until you catch it, it can be not necessarily devastating. In some cases, it can be devastating, but it really takes our awareness away. It almost distracts us. Being on autopilot distracts us from our task. It distracts us from our purpose. It distracts us from being conscious. And so it's really important to constantly move into our own personal consciousness so we are able to be aware of why we're doing what we're doing, what our intention is around doing what we're doing, whether we want to do what we're doing, and what our choices are. We must become extremely focused and conscious every moment. Now, yes, that does take discipline, but I will tell you that it is absolutely imperative in these times that we as light workers, and we're all light workers to one degree or another, but for those people who really have chosen to work in the light and to move into a higher level, if you will, of consciousness for the planet, we must, on a regular basis, and I'm not talking about once a month, I'm talking about on a regular basis, every moment that we can remember, focus, focus, focus. We must focus on, I don't care if it's washing the dishes. It's about being in focus of washing the dishes, being with the water on your hands. It's about noticing how it feels to have the soap on your hands. It's about being here now. You know, so many times we've got so much in our lives that we go ahead and we think we have to do multitasking. And multitasking is good to a point, but if it takes you out of focus, you're leaving yourself vulnerable. And you don't want to do that. As soon as your consciousness isn't present, you leave an opening to be distracted, and you don't want to do that, because being distracted takes you off of purpose, and that's something we want you to always be on. We always want you to be focused and here. So the rest of the things the record said, and by the way, the records are open now, so as I'm speaking to you and commenting on the commentary here, these are messages that are coming from the Akasha based on what was written for those of you specifically who are listening. And if you find benefit from this information, it would be very helpful to me if you would either email me, although I'm not sure when I'm going to get it, or call me and let me know that this is helpful to you. And you can call me on the line tonight and have a conversation about this. Remember, the number to call tonight only is just one number. It's 530-876-3223. And for those of you who say, well, I don't want to call, I'll let somebody else call, get off your pity pat here, okay? And get on the phone and let's have a conversation. Okay, good. All right, so we're back to what the Akashic Record said. First, you want to notice when you are feeling feeling on autopilot or not feeling at all. So when you're feeling numb, that's your first clue that you need to focus back in. Second, you need to check in with your inner being about what you want. What do you want? And let's say you're washing the dishes, but you really want to be out playing. Now, but being focused on washing the dishes will get it done faster. So the idea of being distracted while you're washing the dishes actually takes longer. So be there at that time, wash the dishes, get done, and then go out and play. Gosh, I sound like my mother. I bet I sound like your mother. I'm not trying to be a mother. I'm making a comment here from the records because what they want us to do is be conscious. Number three, if you don't know what you want, if you check in with your inner being about what you want, if you don't know, if you truly are searching your heart, say, I really don't know what I want, ask. And here's the question again. You're working in the records, or maybe you're just washing dishes and you don't know how to work on your records, but you're trying to figure out what you want. Here's what you ask. You ask, if I knew what I wanted, what would it be? So make it up. Hello, is somebody on the line? Hello?
Hi there.
Hi there.
You can hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Who
is
it?
When I called in, they said it was the snap, crackle, and pop line because we're having trouble with the phone lines
today. Yeah. Well, hello.
Hi,
are you snap,
Dougie.
Crackle, or pop? What's your name?
My name's Jojo.
Jojo. Hi, Jojo. Where are you calling from?
Los Osos, California.
I'm saying, what city in California?
Los Osos, tiny town right on the coast near San Luis Obispo.
Oh, beautiful area.
Yeah.
Beautiful area. I drive by there all the time when I go from L.A. to San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. How can we help you tonight?
You know, this is the first time I've listened to your show, and just so you know, the information that you're sharing from the records is already helping. So
great. Good.
You confirmation on that. And do you just, for people, do like a personal chart for people on the show?
Well, I can. It depends on the question. Many times what will happen is that I ask people to ask questions that they feel will benefit the whole group. That's where this information basically came from. You know, there was like somebody, you know, called in and a question, and they said, can you talk about this? And so I'm basically answering this online. One of the questions I kind of steer away from is, what's my purpose? Because it might be interesting to the person calling, but really not that interesting to everybody else, you know. But
yeah.
But if there's a specific area of your life you'd like deeper information on, I'd be glad to help you.
Yeah, well, you know, when you mentioned that, like, you know, a question that's going to be good for everyone listening, what came to me is the fact that I've been looking at a lot of Vogel crystals and getting into crystal healing.
Okay.
So if there's any information you can have specifically on Vogels and their energies and their power as opposed to raw crystals and the value of using a Vogel crystal for healing people, healing the planet, you know, I guess that would be the thing I'd want to know right now.
Well, that's great. And for those listeners out there, can you explain what a Vogel crystal is?
Vogel crystal is a specific cut of a natural crystal in this specific geometric form And from the research I've done in talking to people who do cut these crystals, it's also cut with an intent, almost like, you know, the people that are cutting these minerals, assuming they are cut by people. I'm talking about the specific Vogel crystals cut by master cutters, that they're, you know, they're cut during meditation or prayer. They're cut with an intention. You know, they're infused with love, you know, some bandwidth, and then that's carried through the healer. And a lot of the time, the crystals will match up with the healers that are going to use them. And that's done through the intent that's put in by the cutter. And, you know, it doesn't get too complicated, but there's a definite specific kind of pathway that the crystals find the healers, just like the healers find the crystal, just like the people who cut the Vogel crystals are cutting for the specific person. So there's a lot of intent into these crystals, which makes them very special.
Oh, that's very interesting. So you want to understand the difference between using a Vogel crystal and a regular crystal?
Yeah, so if I'm going to go do a healing on somebody, or if I'm going to go sit out, you know, in Sedona and send good vibes into the earth, into planet Earth to help balance or whatever I want to do, you know, what's the benefit of using a Vogel crystal as opposed to another crystal that hasn't been cut to the specific geometric shapes?
Oh, interesting. Okay, so the first thing that's coming forward is that, So what they're saying is that, I don't know why they're giving this picture. It's very interesting. So the Vogel crystal is very specific. So the idea here is if you were choosing an outlet, I don't know, maybe you design clothes or something. Somebody designs clothes out there, they'll understand this. If you had a specific outfit that you were wearing to a uniform, that's a Vogel crystal. And a regular crystal that you would use, they're likening to a little, like a woman's little black dress that she could take anywhere. Now, I think that's a very interesting picture. And they're not making light of it. They're very serious. So I just want them to expand a little bit. So what they're saying is that with the Vogel crystal, because it's so specific, it's laser-like. And the laser-like aspects of the Vogel crystal can be very helpful, but they are, as you said, they're like in a groove of what that particular healer. Now, if in fact you were to use the Vogel crystal in a specific ritual ceremony, what they're showing me also is that you actually, your vibe would actually vibe with the crystal, so it's almost like you become one. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
And so because you become one with the crystal, your energy can expand even greater for a specific healing, or it can it's almost like you have a shelf of different crystals that will kind of do different things. And yet if you were to pick up a raw beautiful piece of quartz or a raw piece of rose quartz or amethyst, and you were to literally, and they're showing me you in a vortex in Sedona. If you were to go to Sedona and just literally offer that crystal up to the sky and then allow it to move into the red earth, it's almost like you could do the same thing. Because the raw crystal is like coming home to the earth, where the Vogel crystal is really more from a, is more energetically to be able to be a specific healer. I guess it's the difference between a purebred and a mutt. That's what they're telling me also. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, and with that, like you said, so in Sedona, a raw crystal would be better?
Yes.
Okay,
well, if
so,
you're healing the land, and so, you're healing the, if you're healing the land, healing the earth, you move into it with a raw crystal, the raw crystal actually moves into the energy of the earth. Whereas a Vogel would be, unless you had a Vogel that was specific for land healing.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know,
because remember, if it's taking
on your energy, then you become the conduit with the crystal and expands. And so your energy is, you're aligning with the Vogel crystal energy. Whereas with the raw crystal, it's like being able to come home to the earth. And that's where the healing begins.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Are you getting this?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Oh, okay.
And at the same time, what about a crystal that hasn't been cut to a specific geometry, that's just a cut crystal? What about taking that into Sedona? Is it better to do straight raw?
It's really about you communicating with the crystal.
Okay.
Because the crystals that you have a lot of crystals, right?
I just started because I'm learning slowly. It's like I'm tapping in the vibration of each one, and they're all powerful
right.
in their own ways. But you know, just learning. And
but there are certain where crystals.
I'm walking into crystal shops, and it's like, you know, my heart is guiding me over this one crystal. It's like, okay, why do I need this crystal? You know, what in me thinks that I need this crystal to do, you know, whatever with?
And then what do you do?
Yeah. So then it's one of the reasons I called and asked this question. What are these crystals asking to be used with or used for?
So what the record keepers are saying is it's really important that you be able to put your hands either around the crystal or hold the crystal to your heart and ask the crystal to speak to you.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So the idea is what do you have to tell me and why do you want to come with me?
Okay. That keeps it pretty simple, doesn't it?
Well, I like to work with simple and profound stuff. That's my criteria. It's got to be simple and profound or else I don't bother.
Yeah, it's working.
That's working for me. And the idea is that when you move to these crystals, do you douse?
Do I?
Pendulum, douse?
Dive? Like as
douse. D-O-W-S-E. Douse.
Oh, douse. You know, I used to, and I got really weird, like, I'd call it feedback, but I'd do it, and then I'd get, like, massively depressed for days on end after, like, one session of dowsing.
Oh, okay, well, what's coming here is that you could take a pendulum, hold it over the crystal, and ask, after you get a yes or no, however it's going to speak to you, you can say, are you mine? Do you want to come home with me?
Yeah. Well,
you can do that with your body.
Yeah, well, that's my heart. That's the thing. I've been in these crystal shops and literally, you know, this crystal, I looked at it, you know, my heart did its thing and I walked right over to it and it's like, okay, so I guess you want to be with me. You know, but I didn't take it to the next step. I didn't say, well, why do you want to be with me?
Well, and sometimes you can go to a crystal shop and the crystal will just merely have a message for you and you don't have to take it home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the idea, because they're record keepers, you understand that crystals are so ancient that they are actual, the physicality of record keepers. There's energetic records within the crystals.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I'm, like I said, I'm just learning to tap into these energies. I mean, I've been doing it for years, but now I'm to the point where it's like, okay, it's time.
Right. And so what you want to do is you want to be able to move into and ask that question. What do you have to tell me? You know, why am I attracted to you? What is your message for me? And then you say, do you want to come home with me? Are you mine?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and you'll know. You'll really know. And then when the idea here is before you go to Sedona, you need to have a conversation with your crystals about who wants to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, and know also that there is value in just rocks that are not crystals.
Yeah, I that, you know, over the years, that's what I've picked up more than anything is what you call common rocks, but they're
right.
Not common. They're just, you know, I look at my feet, it's like, oh, you know, and I just pick something up and look at it, and there's design or something on it. And
could be just
yeah.
an energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of that, as opposed to, you know, like the crystals you go, you know, because they're all shiny and prettier in the store.
Right.
I have more found rock.
Well, the,
around.
Yeah. And the other thing is what's important for you to understand about your the crystals is they don't have to be shiny and perfect to be effective.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And sometimes the most jagged are the most powerful.
You know, I had a little piece of raw fluorite, and
uh-huh.
I slept with it by my head for a few nights, and I had the most vivid dreams I'd ever had.
Right.
And then I lost it or something. It was weird, but I guess I got scared of what I was seeing because it
well,
was gone. I don't even remember where I put it.
Well, when it's ready to come back, it'll show up.
Yeah.
You know,
it'll
come back to you when it's appropriate, right?
Huh?
I said
yeah.
It'll come back when it's appropriate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And since you're looking at all these crystals, is there something you're seeing from moldavite? Because I've been drawn to moldavite like nobody's business, and I have a tiny piece of it that I use, and it with that piece, I have the most energetically powerful meditation I've ever had in my life. I mean, we're talking about a little 4-gram piece of moldavite in my hand, and it just... It's hard to explain. It was unbelievable.
Well, you want
to. There's got to be something special about that one gem or mineral.
Well, moldavite itself, you have to understand, is not of the earth.
Okay.
Moldavite, what I'm hearing is a meteor.
Okay.
Okay, and it does. Its origins are not of the planet. It's pieces of meteor that have broken off and have implanted themselves on the planet. And so what they're suggesting is that when you take that piece of moldavite, you put it right in the center of your palm.
Yeah.
You put it in your left palm or your right palm?
I put it in my right palm, right in the center.
Yeah, which they're suggesting is you experiment between the left and the right to see what effects you have during
okay.
meditation. And that there that the ancient information within that moldavite for you is very important because what it's doing is connecting you to your... Huh. It's connecting you to your family of origin from Orion.
For me or for anyone that uses moldavite?
For you.
Okay. That would make sense.
And so it's almost like your pathway home of information. That's why it was as powerful as it was. Now, what that does for the people, I'm not dealing with other people. I'm dealing with you right now.
Yeah.
So that's what the record keepers are saying is it's that when you hold that moldavite in the palm of your hand, especially right in the center of your palm, that chakra center, what I would call a grace point from the Akashic Records, is a pathway to your spiritual centers. And it's an alignment of information of your family of origin, both your spiritual as well as your DNA.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever felt a little bit otherworldly, but this would explain it.
Yeah, well, I guess once I really started to look at myself, it's like my whole life, you know. I mean, yeah.
Well, then, see, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, and like you said, just because there are other people listening about Moldavite, I want to mention when I did that meditation, I mean, I felt at least 5 distinct different energy vibrations running through my body at the same time. I mean, it was like tuning up in a way that when I meditate, I can feel the vibration running through my body.
Uh-huh.
And to feel 5 different distinct, because I kind of counted it. I was going by like, okay, that one's going really fast, that one's going slow, that one's going slow. And it's just like, whoa. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what this does, but it's definitely an important crystal or gem or mineral to be used at this time, because I really feel like it amps up the strength. And, you know, to be honest with you, it's like I just got out of a relationship a few weeks ago, but for 90-95% of the time, I'm like totally happy. You know, it's like when you get out of a relationship, you usually bump. I'm totally happy. Most of the time, stock market's going down. I'm like, great, cool. You know, like my life's been going better. And it's because, I've been using this Moldavite pretty much every day.
Well, that's because it's aligning you to home.
Okay, yeah, so
it's aligning you to your home vibration. Because what's happening now for you is that you have to really understand that you're stepping into a new phase of your life, where you're really going to be open to things that you've only considered before.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why the crystals. It's like,
sure.
Yeah,
but it's not going to stop at the crystals.
Yeah.
That's just one thing. So it's really about being open to where your heart's drawing you. What other things are you drawn to, and what are the things you want to learn about? And it's really about heart-centered information. It's not unusual that you're calling the show tonight, because the energy source of the Akashic Records is the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. It is not third eye information. It is not psychic third eye information. It's heart connected to mind. So it's the heart chakra connected to the crown chakra that goes to source. That's connected to source.
Yeah, powerful.
Very powerful.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things, like you've given me this information, now my mind is kind of swimming.
That's right. And you need to
go
process it. And that's what, like, so if a person has a one-hour telephone consultation, you know, it's based 100% on their questions. And so, obviously, if we're doing a one-on-one, you know, and we're not on the air, we can go a lot deeper with what this has meaning for you.
Gotcha.
You know.
I'm definitely going to schedule one with you soon.
Good, good. Well, I look forward to hearing from you. Tell your friends.
Yeah. Well, and I'll leave room for someone else to call.
Okay. Well, you go practice.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen again.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great night. You too, dear. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was wonderful. So all of you out there, you see, this is powerful information. It can take you anywhere you need to go. And it's information that's here for you. This is a service. If you truly enjoy what you're hearing, and if you truly want to hear more of it, let me know. You know, in fact, if you really like it, you can donate to the program. There's a place up on the website at BBS Radio where there's a place from where my information is, a PayPal donation. So if you really enjoy and this is helpful to you, you know, feel free to donate whatever your heart dictates. You know, you can certainly donate to the show. Keeps us going. Helps pay the bills. And we love you. And it'd be great. Great, great to receive that. Or email me. Just email me feedback. That's also important. Call me with feedback. It's really wonderful to hear from every one of you. So I still care about what you have to say and who you are. And even if I don't get a chance to email you back, know that I read those emails. sometimes there's a lot of them, so it's hard to get back to you. But I know that your energy is within me, and I'm sending you light and love. So do, I mean, and or call, and I'll do my best to give you a call back within a few days. And that telephone number you can call me privately is 216-691-1233. That's the one you call me privately on. And if you want to call tonight and talk to me, you can call at 530-876-3223. So I'm going to continue with my step three. I'm going to reiterate that. Remember, we're talking about if you're feeling disconnected, how to actually move into your higher being and feel connected again. So number three is, if you don't know, I'm going to repeat this, if you don't know what you want, ask, if I knew what I wanted, what would it be? And then ask, how do I go about creating it? How do I go about creating it? And then tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth. And when you tell yourself the truth about creating it, allow yourself to see the end result and then move towards it. And when you're deciding about what you want and creating it, decide if you are willing to do what it takes to create it. And also be truthful. You know, sometimes we can decide what we want, and when we take a look at all the different steps that it takes to get there, we decide there's parts of it we're not willing to do. And you know, that's okay. You don't have to love every step of the way of creating what you want. Let yourself off the hook. Don't worry about the stuff you don't love doing. But be truthful about what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do, because until you become truthful with yourself, now hear this, until you can become truthful with yourself, you can't possibly think about delegating it, hiring it out. You're just going to sit with it and feel overwhelmed because you don't really want to do it and you don't know how to do it. So get real clear and real truthful. It sounds very simple, but remember, my criteria, simple and profound. Okay. But again, be clear and truthful. And then be willing to clear the clutter of your mind. You know, what beliefs are cluttering up your head and your being that are false beliefs that prevent you from moving into what you need to do or who you want to be? So, if, in fact, up to this point, you've come to the point where you say, well, I'm afraid to know what I want, again, stop beating yourself up. Be with that. Be with that fear. The Record Keepers have said, don't be afraid of fear. And that's really important. Don't be afraid of fear. Move into it. Explore it. If you're afraid about getting what you want or creating what you want or afraid that you can't do it, move into that fear and really dissect it. Look at it as it's just a big ball of yarn that you can just unravel, because that's what's important for you to do. Until you figure it out, you're going to be, you know, you let yourself be a victim of the I don't know. And sometimes I don't know is fine. Sometimes being in the I don't know is just fine. But underneath the I don't know is the truth of what you want. Underneath the I don't know is the truth of what you want. And so it's really about allowing the I don't know and asking the question, if I did know, what would I know? And making it up. And then as you make it up, see how it feels. Just see how it feels. You know, we were talking about crystals earlier, you know. And what's interesting about crystals is that, you know, we're talking about crystals being record keepers. When you hold a crystal in your arms, your hands, there's a certain vibration that is transmitted from you, or actually from the crystal to you. because it's an ancient piece of the earth. And that's why when we're talking about Moldavite, because Moldavite is not a piece of the earth. It's a meteorite. And that meteorite carries, you know, information from beyond the earth. And that's why it can be so powerful. What I'm hearing is Moldavite actually, I guess, was first found in Russia. And if I'm incorrect, I would be welcoming a phone call to correct my what I'm hearing. Or if you have more information on Moldavite, would love to hear from you. Please call. And you can call 530-876-3223. Maybe we should do a program all about crystals. Ooh, that'd be fun. So, well, here's my challenge, or here's my request. All those folks who know all about crystals, I want you to email me, and eventually I'll get those emails. Email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and give me your what you know about crystals and why you're a crystal expert, and if, in fact, I read it, and I will have my records open. If it's appropriate, I'll have you on the show, and we'll talk about crystals, and we'll talk about all that you know about crystals, because I would love to hear from you. So you just email me at info@akashicwisdom, that's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, wisdom, WISDOM.com. And let's talk about crystals. That'd be fun. You know, one of my most favorite crystals in the whole wide world is celestite. I love celestite, so I can't get enough of celestite. Celestite is like home to me. I love to be able to have it around me. I have wonderful pieces. I'm always looking for very special pieces. When people ask me, look, what do I want for my birthday, I tell them celestite. When people ask me, what do I want for the holidays, I tell them celestite. I love celestite. That and labradorite. I love labradorite. Those two are my very favorites. Not that I don't like quartz and rose quartz and amethyst. Those are also gorgeous too. But celestite is my crystal of choice. And I'll tell you why. One of the things that the reason I like celestite so much is that years ago, this had to be 20, 25 years ago, I actually had a dream. And I had a dream that I was in Atlantis, and I was working with a blue crystal, and I had never seen it before. And I went, and I saw the crystal. I knew what I was doing with it. I knew, in fact, part of it was in a headdress, and it was right around my forehead is where I was holding it. It was like a headband, and it was also wrapped in a piece right below my throat chakra. It was where I was wearing it in the dream was between my throat chakra and my heart chakra, and I could actually feel the way this crystal was emanating in this dream. And I went to look for it, and at the time people thought I was crazy because I told what I was looking for. I told them I was looking for because I didn't have the name. I didn't know what it was called. I said I wanted a blue quartz because that's really what it looked like to me. It looked like a blue quartz crystal. And they said, no, there's no such thing. And I said, oh, yeah, there's got it. There is. And then they showed me, like, the quartz that, like, has been infused with gold, you know, that has that blue-green color. And that wasn't it either. And then I finally found it. I found celestite. And it was no wonder the name was celestite, because to me it was celestial. It was wonderful. And so it always expands me and calms me down, and I just love it. And then we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. I had a question.
Okay, what's your name?
Lucinda.
Lucinda, hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Orleans.
New Orleans. Great. Okay, Lucinda, what's your question?
Okay. Is there a way to connect or open the doors to the records, or the Hall of Records, like that one could do on their own?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I personally, now there's many ways, there's many ways to open the records. Like, for example, healers, if they're working on a body, you know, a person's body, many times they'll just drop into the records. And there are some people who have closed eye meditations that'll get you the records. The method I use is I have a specific sacred prayer that I say, and when I say that prayer, it shifts the energy to make the information accessible, so that I can use the energy and the information consciously. So, if I open my own records, for example, I can ask questions, very much like what we've been talking about tonight, and I can journal the answers because I'm in full consciousness. Like, for example, I have my records open now as I'm talking to you. I have my records open during the show. And there's many times that I will actually open the records of the show for in service to the people calling. And sometimes, the idea is I get guidance using my own records. And so, yes, there is a specific sacred prayer that I use to open the records. In fact, that's what I use when I do an individual consultation. If I were to open your records and, like, we're offline, for example, if we're just doing a telephone consultation, there's a specific prayer that I would use to open your records.
And how you receive the information, does that depend on the person that is accessing it, or is it received the same way for everyone?
Well, no, it's received, it's received, it can be a stream of consciousness, it can be a thought process, it can be words, just one word, two words, it can be pictures, it can be feelings. And and the way I receive it when I'm in a consultation, like if I had a consultation with you, I would receive it and explain it to you the best way you would get it. In many ways,
okay.
They use it's language that comes based on what you need to hear. And so I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel, and then it's your information, and I check in to say, does that make sense to you? Do you understand it? Because it's not do you understand the words, but do you understand where it fits in your life and the truth of it? And so when I open my own personal records, I receive the information in all of those ways above, like feeling, seeing, hearing, and then when I journal, you know, the information. So, and that's what I teach. When I teach a workshop, I teach people how to actually access their own personal Akashic records as well as the records of others at the level two.
And do you think this is something you brought back from Atlantis with you?
No. Oh, could have. I think that I used the Akashic records in Atlantis. I know I did. In fact, I remember teaching children how to use the records in Atlantis. And I don't do past lives. That's what's interesting, is because this information I'm giving you now is strictly from dreams. It's not necessarily a past life that I went back to, because I have an unusual situation in this particular lifetime is when I've asked the record keepers to show me my past lives, they've told me that I need to be concerned on this lifetime, and they haven't been real forthcoming in giving me a lot of information on mine. I mean, I can do it for the people, but mine, no. But I'll get it in dreams here and there. And that's when I found out about Celestite. But I have a deep knowing that that's what happened. And I learned how to do the Akashic records or open or use this prayer in this lifetime. And I, even though I say I learned it, it's really more about remembering it, you know.
Okay.
And I also believe that when I am without this skin, you know, when I'm in pure spirit, I work on the records. I believe that to be true. I know that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just came back into this lifetime to work on the records for the benefit of humanity. And so that's one of the reasons for this program is service. Is the service to help people access the records or understand about the records and help them with their questions. Sounds like you're drawn to the records.
I am. When I was younger, I actually went into the records, and I accessed my book, the books of my family, but I've never been able to go back. You know, it was like it came in a dream and they were telling me, you know, the things that I was supposed to do in this lifetime or whatever, and things my brothers were not going to be able to do.
Uh-huh.
But then I've never been able to go back into it, so that's why I was wondering.
Sure.
It seemed like it just slipped in and then never went back.
Well, that happens with a lot of people. And so they'll drop into the records, and they're not sure how they got there. Some people can't even access. Well, once they're there, they know they're there. They just don't know what to do when they're there. They don't necessarily know how they got out of them, but they can't figure out how to get back in. And that's one of the reasons for the prayer. The prayer itself that I use is a prayer that has been translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. And it was from the Mayans that got it from the Pleiadians, this particular prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very interesting. In other words, like, but again, it's an energetic shift that happens so that the information is accessible. And you can use the energy of the Akasha in every area of your life. I mean, it's not just about your own personal stuff. I mean, you can expand your creativity. You can teach classes with it. In other words, like, may I ask what you do for a living?
Currently, right now, nothing.
Well, what did you do?
I used to run a company.
Okay, so
I would... The overseer of the entire company.
I'm sorry, an overseas car company?
No. I was like head of U.S. operations.
Okay. All right. So what happened? So let's, for example, so in your business, let's say you're running a company. You could easily open your own personal records to ask how you can best serve the company, how you could best serve your employees, what would be important for the company to look at. You know, so if you had challenges, you could open your own personal Akashic records and move and use it in your work.
And you don't think that would be considered like cheating or anything like that? Like getting a sneak peek?
Well, because you're not going futures. You're not using it for futures.
Right.
I don't do futures. I do just here and now. And it's to expand and give humanity a greater understanding of how they can benefit each other and how they can benefit the planet. So if you're accessing a tool that can help you best or work with your employees for their highest good, how could that
be
wrong?
Oh, no. I don't think it's wrong at all.
No, I'm saying is how I guess I wouldn't consider that cheating. I would consider that of service.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the idea is you use the energy from a service point of view so that you can best, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with using the records to say, How can I best create a plan of prosperity? Because, you know, it's not, if I have something, somebody doesn't have it. There's enough for everybody. So there's so many different ways you can use the Akashic Records. In fact, I have a prosperity class coming up in November that I created totally from the records. And when I do the class, people don't necessarily have to have a background in the records, because I hold everybody in the energy of the records during the class. So, I mean, there's so many different ways of using the actual energy of the work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you live in New Orleans. Do you have a spiritual group in New Orleans that you're a member of, or?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, no, the reason I say that is because, as I said earlier in the program, I go where I'm invited, so.
Right.
Know, yeah, absolutely. And but this is something you may want to look into.
Yeah, it sounds very fascinating.
Yeah. Is this the first time you're listening to the program?
Yeah, something just told me to go to BBS and listen.
Well, there you go. I hope you have you found benefit tonight?
A lot, especially talking about the crystals. That was very interesting.
Great. Well, it's getting close to time that we start a little late, so we do have to close the program.
Oh, well, thank you for taking my question.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for calling, and please call again or email me, and if you'd like to, I have a newsletter that I publish now and then. If you'd like to be on the newsletter, just, you know, you can email me and I'll put you on my list.
Oh, great.
Yep. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much and have a good night.
You're welcome, and you have a good night too, and I hope I answer your questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is great. I love you guys so much. I love it when you call. I love it when I talk to you. You know, your questions just make this program so rich and so what it's meant to be, because I do this every week because of you, and I want you to know how important you are. we have to close the program tonight. So I'm going to close the program by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of these wonderful beings of light, both seen and unseen. We ask that all of their burdens who are listening, may all their burdens be lifted. May their hearts be opened. And may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records and say, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen, I want you to have a wonderful week, a beautiful, miracle-filled week. Come back next week, and let's talk. This is Donna Fox with Akashic Wisdom saying goodnight, and have a great one. Bye. Hey, Don.